The violent protests in the northern state, Uttar Pradesh, earlier this month were sparked by demands by farmers for higher compensation for land taken from them to build a highway connecting New Delhi with the tourist hub Agra, home to the Taj Mahal. Three farmers were killed in the demonstration. The clashes are the latest in a series of protests which have erupted in many parts of the country about efforts to acquire farmland for infrastructure projects or industry. As India industrializes, businesses are in search of more land to build factories. The government is under pressure to quickly improve rickety infrastructure and build more highways, power stations and railways to meet the needs of an expanding economy. The only free land available is populated fertile farmland across rural India. But moving farmers and tribal communities off the land is not always proving to be easy. Some farmers complain that compensation given for their land is too low, and they worry about loss of their livelihood in a country where two-thirds of the billion-plus people live off the land. Devinder Sharma of the Forum for Biotechnology and Food Security in New Delhi says promises of employment in the new industries do not materialize for the bulk of the farmers whose land is taken away. He says many of them are driven to an uncertain future in cities. He says the new economy cannot sustain the kind of employment which farming provides in a populous country.
And no industry or group of industries can provide the job, the kind of jobs or the scale of jobs that India needs. You know, in a country which has 600 million farmers, including their families, I don't think any industry has the capability or any industrial sector has the capability to provide even jobs to one-tenth of that population.
However, businesses argue that an expanding industry can provide millions of new jobs and transform India to an industrialized nation. The hurdles in acquiring land are slowing down investment and industrial expansion. Mining and steel projects proposed by big companies such as ArcelorMittal, POSCO and Vedanta Resources are in hiatus as efforts are made to resolve conflicts with local populations. Plans for new power plants, roads and special economic zones to promote trade are facing similar hurdles. An economist at the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Anjan Roy, says the issue is complex and needs answers which can address the interests of both sides. He says one of the suggestions is to make the displaced rural communities stakeholders in the new industries.
Possibly giving them some stake. For example, by picking up land for new mines, giving them some stake in the mines or some kind of shareholding in new industrial units which are coming up in their land. That kind of solution, one has to try out many solutions and combination of them.
It is widely believed that Maoist rebels, regarded as India's biggest internal security threat, are gaining influence as they tap the growing resentment in the countryside about land acquisition issues. Reports that local officials often collude with business interests to take away land from villagers against their will has deepened such resentment. Many food analysts also worry that handing over large chunks of farmland to industry could spark a food security crisis in a country which has a large population to feed and where spiraling food prices already pose a worry for millions of poor people. Indian Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee told Parliament recently that a balance will have to be struck between the demands of industry and those of rural India.
We shall have to ensure that the farmers are not disturbed, their interests are not jeopardized because they have to play the most positive role in respect of ensuring the food security.
Indian authorities admit that there is need for new legislation to protect the interests of farmers. But two bills which have been drafted are pending before Parliament. These proposed laws are meant to ensure that farmers get compensation for their land at the market price. They also address issues of rehabilitation, jobs and training for those affected. Development analysts say that the government has little time to lose in addressing these complex issues to ensure that the transition from a country of small farmers to a modern economy is a smooth one. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.